This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. Download their mobile app from the App Store or Google Play. Players can check tickets right in the palm of their hand and more.
The Brewers are back at it tonight with the first of a three-game series against the Tigers in Detroit. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Lefty Kyle Harrison gets the start for the Crew. He's 1-1 with a 3.07 ERA. Harrison talked recently about working with Brewers catcher William Contreras.
From starting off in the bullpen, you know, him ripping things back at me, and, you know, it's just that consistency. He wants that consistency, and that's everything in pitching, you know, tunneling, all that, and he gets it, and just awesome having conviction back there. That's the way I would sum it up.
Two games in the National League Central last night. Cubs won their sixth in a row, 5-1 over the Phillies. The Cardinals fell to Miami 5-2. NFL draft now just 2 days away. It'll be three for the Packers, who won't pick until the second round on Friday. Overall, Packers 8 selections in the three-day event. Packers wide receiver, defensive back Bo Melton signed his exclusive rights free agent tender, locking him in for the season at $1.145 million. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur on Melton back in January.
I just love the energy he brings to our football team. A great competitor. The moment's never too big. You've seen him make plays in all three phases. You know, just a Swiss Army knife. There's nothing he can't do.
Melton trained at defensive back for most of last season, but played wide receiver and special teams. Bucks have reportedly met with former Memphis Grizzlies head coach Taylor Jenkins about their head coaching vacancy. Memphis went 250 and 214 and made the playoffs three times during Jenkins' tenure. Marquette men's basketball team added another player from the transfer portal. St. Thomas transfer forward Nolan Minisale committed to the Golden Eagles. The Brookfield native averaged 19.8 points a game last season. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.